Hey beautiful, Janae Emily Utley here, holistic lifestyle maven and possibility trainer. Welcome to the podcast of possibilities. This is the space to be for creative, enterprising, and entrepreneurial women who want to obtain a fit mind, a fit body, and manifest God's best for their lives. Without further ado, let's dive in. Yo, it's your girl. I am back with another Ask Janae. I have not done one in a while, but this past Saturday, I received a DM and I was like, oh no, I have to do another Ask Janae. So a young lady slid in my DM and asked me this. Here we go. Have a question. How do you get back in God's presence when you've been out of it for so long? I just feel so guilty and don't deserve to even talk to him. Thanks for your responses. So I'm going to try to keep this really brief. And I'm going to say, you know, a few key highlights. The first thing is, God is not a God that's going to have you guilty. He don't want you to walking around feeling guilt. And he doesn't want you walking around feeling condemned. Now, he will convict you if you are doing something that's out of his will, that, you know, grieves his heart. You will get a conviction in your heart. You will get a conviction in your body. This is like, nope, I should not be doing that. That is wrong. But guilt, shame, and condemnation, that comes from Satan. That is one of his many ploys and his many tactics to keep you wherever you are, to keep you feeling like nothing that you do, nothing that you say will put you back in God's good graces, and that, you know, you're stuck where you are, so you might as well continue to be where you are so you can be on that fast track to hell, if I'm just going to be 100% honest. So first things first, sis, whatever you've done to get you to this place where you feel like God, you know, is far from you and you feel guilty, go to him and just ask him to forgive you. That's number one. And like, you don't have to have this, you know, formulaic way to say it. You don't have to be this high priest or this prophetess and say all of these, you know, this and thous and those to talk to him and to ask for forgiveness. How I talk to you, how I'm talking to you right now, is how I talk to God. So God, forgive your girl and list it out. You know, everything that you can, that you know that you did that was a grievance to him, list it out. God, I lied. I cheated. I just wasn't a good person. I wasn't a good daughter. I wasn't a good friend. I was jealous. I was envious, or somebody did me wrong. And, you know, I took vengeance upon them instead of, you know, looking to you and asking you to guide my way. I've done these things and I'm sorry, God. Like, I'm for real sorry. I know that you have better for me. I know that you want better for me. I know that you are for me and not against me. I know that I am your daughter. I want to feel like your daughter again. I don't want to feel this guilt. I don't want to feel this shame. I don't want to feel this embarrassment. God, please receive my prayer. Please receive my forgiveness. I messed up. Right? That's one. Sincerely pray to him. Sincerely just ask for forgiveness. Get it all out, all of it. Number two, know and have the confidence that he hears you, right? That you've done what's necessary, that you've gone to him and that you've asked for forgiveness. Number two, step two, whatever, stand in a place of thanksgiving. God, I thank you for being a forgiving father. I thank you that when I come to you and I ask you to forgive me, that you think on my sins no more. I thank you that you love me. You love me past my sin. You love me past my hurt. You love me past my pain. You love me past my disappointment. You love me, and I thank you. I thank you that you see me. And you know everything about me. I thank you that all you want for me is good things. I thank you that everything that has happened and will happen in my life that you are going to use and you can use for your goodness. Whether it's things that I've done or a text that the devil has sent to me, God, I thank you that those things only build up perseverance in me. I thank you, God. I thank you that you are my Father, and I thank you that you hear my prayers. And then step three, I don't really don't even want to say there's steps, but I'm just to keep everything in order. Point three is accept God's forgiveness. Because there's nothing that you are going to do to necessarily atone for anything that you've done. So you have to stand in a place of acceptance. You might not feel like, you know, you completely deserve it yet, or you might not feel like the guilt has fallen off you to the level that you want it to fall off you. But just stand in acceptance that God accepts me, that he hears me, that he knows me, that he loves me. And then point four, sis, forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. There was a time in my life that I did something and I was so ashamed about it. I walked around with shame about it for years. And, you know, I had forgiven other parties. But it wasn't until one day I was sitting down having a conversation with my friend and I kind of expressed to her what had happened. That was the first time I had shared publicly with anybody outside of my parents, you know, what happened. And it was like I was released. There's a reason that the Bible says that when we confess our sins one to another, we confess our sins one to another so that we might be healed, because there's healing in confession. Now, that doesn't mean go out here and tell your business to everybody. No. We have to use wisdom in that. But there is liberty and freedom and healing and speaking and confessing, because it breaks shame off. It breaks that feeling of isolation off. It breaks bondage off. So in that conversation, when I was sharing with my friend at the time, I felt so free. And in that moment, I realized that I had been walking around with unforgiveness in my heart. But the unforgiveness was for my own self, because I knew better. I was supposed to be wiser. I was supposed to be stronger. I was supposed to be different. But I failed myself. So how can I forgive me? I knew better. So take some time and forgive yourself. Say, self, I forgive you. And this is the thing about forgiveness I feel like that sometimes people miss. Forgiveness is a choice, number one, and it's a process, number two. The moment that you choose to forgive somebody, whether you can still be, you know, upset with them or angry with them, you choose to forgive them. I right now in this moment choose to release that person for what they did to me. God, I give them over to you. You do with them what you want to do with them. You help them and heal the hurt parts of them. You vindicate me in the ways that you need to. But I release that person. That's a choice. It's a choice to release that person. And so you could see them and you could still have this feeling like I don't want to fool with you. That doesn't mean that you haven't forgiven them, because you still have a soul. Your soul is where your will, your mind, and your emotions are. You still have healing. The wound that happened in your soul still has to be mended. Sometimes it happens instantaneously. Sometimes it's a process. But forgiveness is not a feeling. Forgiveness is a choice. And as you continue to make that choice of forgiveness, you will find that you will heal more and more and more and more. So you don't want to necessarily, you ain't got to fool with that person. But you can see them and you can just see them. It won't ball you up in the inside, right? Some people feel like that has to be instantaneous. As soon as you forgive somebody, I don't feel nothing else. All I want God to do is shower them with blessings. And that's not the truth. Forgiveness is a choice. And then it's a process. So you keep choosing to forgive. You keep choosing to release them. Because sometimes we forgive people and we teeter-totter in between forgiveness and unforgiveness. We forgive them and then we start thinking about it and rehearsing it in our minds. And then we start talking about them to other people. And then we walk our way back into unforgiveness. You have to keep choosing. I'm going to release you. You're not my favorite person, but I'm going to release you. I'm going to release you back over to God. I'm going to release you back over to your own devices. Because God says that in his word, he does it. He tells us to do that. When people want to keep doing evil, you pray for them. If they keep wanting to do evil, you release them. You release them and let them back over to their own devices, right? So forgive yourself. Keep choosing to forgive yourself, okay? And then one more thing that I want to share, step, whatever you want to call it, is you are going to have to build yourself up in the faith in order for you to begin to wholeheartedly accept and receive that grace, that love, and that forgiveness that God has for you. So what does that look like? That looks like listening to heart feeling, spirit lifting messages, right? It's a couple podcasts that I enjoy listening to because I feel like they for real edify my spirit. I like listening to the Transformation Church podcast. I enjoy listening to the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Those are podcasts I feel like that I listen to and I'm built up, right? It's even some of the episodes that I've done on this podcast that I re-listen to because when I listen to it, it's not me that I'm hearing. It's not. It's the Holy Spirit that I'm hearing, and it checks me and it charged me. You're gonna have to fill yourself up with it. You're not gonna be able to fill yourself up with music. You're not gonna be able to fill yourself up with YouTube videos. You're not gonna, unless they, you know, are edifying your spirit. And I'm not saying those things are bad. I'm not. But there's a certain process and time for everything. If you know you are in a time where you're trying to build up your faith, you're trying to build up your love for yourself, you're trying to build up your communication and your relationship with God, it might not be the wisest thing to watch Love and Hip Hop all the time. It might not be the wisest thing to listen to Trey Songz and Genuine all the time. You know, at least not for this season, right? But once you're built up and you feel a little stronger, you feel like you are in God's presence, because this is another thing. It don't matter how far you fall. It does not. God, Jesus himself went to the depths of hell to bring you back, to bring me back, to bring the next person back. So it really does not matter how far you fall, as long as you humble yourself and pray and ask God to forgive you, he instantly comes and swoops you up. We know that to be fact, because when we look at the Bible and we look at when Jesus was on the cross, he had somebody to his left and he had somebody to his right. One person was mocking him. Ha ha ha! You talking about you God, you crucified like me. You on this cross like me. And the other person was like, Lord, if it be so, forgive me. Like, I'm sorry. Like, if you for real Jesus and the Son of God, help a brother out. And in that moment, Jesus was like, oh, cool. You gonna be up in heaven partying with me tonight. I got you, bro. So like, in an instant, the minute you say, turn your heart back to God, he's right there. So sis, I don't care what you've done. I don't care how far you feel like you've fallen. I don't care if you feel like you deserve it or not. When you humble yourself and ask God for forgiveness, he's right there. Ask him, God, I want to experience you in a different way. Show yourself to me. Show yourself strong in my heart and in my life. God, I need you and I want you. I don't want to feel far away from you. Let me experience you right now in a way that I know that it's you. That it fits my personality, but I know you are talking directly to me. Because that's something that has to be mentioned, that had to be said. God is everywhere at all times. So it's kind of impossible unless you are all the way in sin and your conscience is seared. Because when your conscience is seared, it's just like you just commit sin after sin after sin and sin, and that conviction don't hit you. You don't get guilt, condemnation, or nothing. You don't get nothing. Your conscience is seared, right? And then it's kind of hard for God to get close to you, not because he can't, but because you won't allow it. Because you have no space to ask for forgiveness. Because it ain't nothing bothering you. It's just a Tuesday morning. But you, who desires this, who has a heart to get back in God's presence, oh, he's there. He hear you. He waiting on you. And he's waiting on you with two open hands and two open arms. All he wants to do is wrap his arms around you and give you a huge hug. And just to say, daughter, I love you. You're mine. You are mine. You belong to me. So build yourself up. Listen to some podcasts. Watch some YouTube videos. A new thing that I've been doing is I felt really guilty about. It's been my prayer for, you know, some years now. God, just give me a new hunger to read your word. Give me a new hunger to read your word. And I have seasons where I'm in that thing. Boom, boom, bam. And then I have seasons where I'm like, oh, it's like a drag to do it. So here lately, I felt like God was ministering to me. And he's like, Janae, you like to listen to podcasts and stuff. Open your Bible app and listen to the Bible. And I was like, what? Why I ain't never for real just thought to do that? So literally, for the last couple of days, I've been waking up. Opening my phone and listening to Jeremiah while I'm like moving around and organizing my clothes, and it's so good because it's like the voice of this reading it, it's like, I don't know, he has like this Sean Connery kind of voice, and so it's like it's so gripping, like it's the Bible, but it's such a gripping story. And I'm in Jeremiah, I'm like, oh, like I was listening to it yesterday, and my husband came in here, he was like, man, God didn't play there. I was like, I know, right? So read the word or listen to the word, get plugged in. So, you know, take it from listening to uplifting, you know, spiritual messages on your podcast, on podcasts and, you know, YouTube videos and, you know, music and reading the Bible or listening to the Bible. And then you're gonna have to get connected. And I don't know if you are a person who has experienced church hurt, but I honestly can't say that I don't know a person that is in the church that hasn't experienced church hurt. But don't stay in a place where you don't stay connected to other believers because of church hurt, if you have experienced church hurt, right? When me and my husband were living in Detroit, I would go to Sunday service at one church, but go to a small group at another church because the small group was just so, I loved it. I loved how intimate it was. I loved the conversations that we had. So find somewhere to get plugged into, and you don't have to do like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, be there all day, every day. But you're going to have to find some sisters in Christ that's going to help lift you up, and it's going to help remind you of who you are and how God sees you. Because that's important in the faith. That's one reason we are not supposed to do this alone, because there will be moments, there might be moments where you're too tired to fight for yourself. You're too tired to pray. I've had moments like that. I've had moments where it was like a week or two where I did not have it in me to pray and I was exhausted. So I had my daddy lifting me up. I had my husband lifting me up. I had my mama lifting me up. I'm in this this digital small group. You know, they lift me up. You are going to have to find some people who's going to fight for you and pray prayers for you when you are too tired to do it. Some people who are going to be in the battle for you when you can't be in the battle for yourself. So that's what I have to say to that. Number one, go to God and ask him for real forgiveness, right? Then from there, stand in a place of thankfulness. Not in a place of doubt, not in a place of how you feel. If you feel like stand in a place of thankfulness. Thank him for what you are believing for. Then we're going to go to forgiving your own self. You got to forgive your own self, right? And then we go to a place of you're going to have to put a pause on things that's not going to edify and uplift your spirit. And you're going to have to get on a spiritual diet where you are filling yourself up with stuff that's reminding you who you are, that's reminding you of who God is, reminding you of his majesty, of his love, of his loyalty, of his faithfulness, just building you up. And then you're going to have to get connected. Okay? So, sis, I just wish nothing but blessings for you. I'm just going to close this out and pray for you and every single person, every single woman that's listening to me. And this is your question as well. And you've experienced this as well. Let me just pray over you right now. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, I just thank you. God, I just thank you for the Bible, for the instructions that you give us in your word. Of how to live and how to be, but also the proof of who you are and the forgiveness that you offer to us. Not just the forgiveness, but the love that you offer us. God, I thank you that you know us, that you know us intimately, that you have a purpose and a plan for us. That you delight in us. God, that you know the very number of hairs on our heads, that we are considered, that we were considered before the earth was even created. God, I thank you. I thank you for that kind of love, the depth of that love, the breadth of that love, the reach of that love. God, I just thank you. And I pray over my sister in Christ, God. God, may you overwhelm her. All my sisters in Christ, may you overwhelm them with love. May you show your face strong in their lives. May they come to know you. God, send signs, wonders, and miracles their way to help them stay on the path that you have guided them and are directing them towards. And right now, in the name of Jesus, I come against the spirit of guilt and I come against the spirit of condemnation. I say you have no place. You have none. That you have been seen, that you have been spotted, and everything that you have stolen, that you have to give it back. All joy, all peace, all reconciliation, all sleep, sweet sleep, every single thing that you have stolen, you are commanded to give it back right now in the name of Jesus. Every negative thought, every seed of doubt that the enemy is trying to send out, I send Holy Ghost fires from heaven right now to cancel those things and to burn them up. This prayer, this podcast will fall on fertile ground. These words will go out and do what they're supposed to do. God, I thank you that your word does not come back to you void. I thank you that these women, that they are healed, that they are in your presence, that they will sincerely pray, that they will sincerely forgive themselves, that they will receive your love and they will accept it right now in the name of Jesus. We accept no less than your best for the woman who emailed me and contacted me and all the other women who are standing in the same place. We accept no less than your best for them right now. I pray this in your beautiful son's Jesus name. Amen. Okay. You know what it is. An additional resource that I am going to share with you, I completely forgot, and it just popped in my head, is I have something called the Maven's Manual for Spiritual Fitness. And in creating that guide, that manual, I wanted to kind of show just how fun being in relationship with God can be. That it doesn't have to be out of obligation and it doesn't have to be out of guilt. So, you know, what does it look like to worship God from the beginning to the end of the day? What does it look like? What does even worship look like? Because it's not just music. Literally, avada. In the Hebrew, that's how it's written, avada. Avada is worship. And worship is seen as both in what you do, literally what you do as like an avocation, and how you communicate with God and how you serve other people. He sees all of it as worship. So when you go to, you know, your work and you go to your job and it's just like you do your work unto the Lord. Literally, you do your work unto the Lord because that's worship. So what does it look like? And how do we have fun? And how can we pray? And, you know, because I'm not typically in my bedroom on my knees in a closet when I'm communicating with God. Matter of fact, God talks to me a lot when I'm in the shower, in the car, and on walks. So I have stopped feeling guilty about that. That I'm not prostrate in my room in the dark. I don't feel guilty about that. I just want my relationship with him to be fun and relevant. And he wants my relationship with him to be fun and relevant. So, you know, on your journey, if that's something that sounds interesting to you, you can check that out. Again, it's called the Maven's Manual for Spiritual Fitness. Y'all know I love y'all. Y'all know I'm rocking with y'all, and we just here to grow together. So I will talk to y'all very, very soon.
Thank you so much for rocking out with your girl. You make this podcast possible with your continued support. Want to get back? Awesome. There's a link available in the show notes that allows you to sow a seed into this podcast. Also, while you're there looking around in the show notes, you will find direct links to my website, all of my other social media accounts, and my newsletter where I send out real, raw, and transparent emails every Friday.
Every Friday.
If you haven't already, I would love, love, love for you to leave me a 5-star rating and a review, as that is truly the best way to help other women find this show. Until next time, bye. Be blessed.